Blog Talk Radio.
Splumadiddle. Splumadiddle. Splumadiddle.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
We are morons, tried and true, and we'll do our yell for you.
Possum Hour?
Welcome. May I take your order, please?
Hamburger, cheeseburger, 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 Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac, Whopper, 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 Hamburger, cheeseburger, Big Mac, 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 Whopper, and a side of fries.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. I'm gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, I'm gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, only know that I'm gonna try. Gonna build a daydream from a little hope. Gonna push that daydream right up the mountain slope. Gonna build a daydream, gonna see it through. Gonna build a mountain and a daydream, I'm gonna make them both come true. Gonna build a heaven from a little hell. Gonna build a heaven, and I know darn well, if I build my mountain with a lot of care and take my daydream up the mountain, heaven will be waiting there. As I will someday, and the Lord sends Gabriel come to take me away. What a fine young son, take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the Lord's good grace. With a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the Lord's good grace.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
On almost any corner of almost every town, on every lonely highway you'll ever travel down, you're gonna find a burger shop, Americana, mom and pop. How long? There ain't no telling. Living out there. Yeah.
French fries frying. And you can hear the patty sizzling. Hot tomatoes, cheese and bacon. Soda pop and shakes of bacon. And while you're listening and looking, it makes you proud to know they're cooking. Hamburgers for America. Hey, yeah. Hamburgers for America. Hey, cooking burgers ain't exotic, but some folks say it's
from Hamburger, the movie. USA, USA. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. My weekend wore me the hell out. It wasn't even the good kind of tired. It was the kind of tired where you want to cry and get into the fetal position. Under the covers. Well, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Jimmy Dean's Chunky Style Whipped Cream and James Dean's Tips for Beginning Drivers. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Uh-oh. Calling for snow and cakes. Neck of the nape. I like the sound of that. We have beautiful weather this week. Knock wood. Hopefully it lasts a little longer. All right. Monday nights, and then it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley with his finger on the pulse of something you don't want to know. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chindribble with his guest, Mr. Elmer Fassbinder, the man who was the actual real-life inspiration for Moses. You know, the guy from the Old Testament. Thursday, Chunk Luster recites his epic poem, Putin is a Cunt. And then it's Friday Night Possum somewhere. Possibly in the archives. Well, phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
First, a word from our sponsor.
McDonald's Big Mac. It's more than just another hamburger. There are two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, and onions on a sesame seed bun. Seven great ingredients working together to make one great taste. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, cheese, lettuce, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun. Get the idea?
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
It's your McDonald's Big Mac. You've got to taste it to believe it, you know what I mean?
Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Two all-beef patties...
Let me say a few words about McDonald's Big Mac. It's
two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
What was that word again?
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Cheese, pickles, onions, lettuce.
You deserve a break today at McDonald's.
Where your dollar gets a break every day.
Grenache.
Hello?
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
You're tired.
I was bone ass tired, man. It's pretty cool too. It's just getting older, man. And if I have behind the wheel time on top of the drawing, shagged. So I had to drive Saturday morning, like an hour and change away, drive back, and then I had another bar mitzvah later on. So and then on the way home from the first gig, I get an email. It says October 23rd. I'm like, oh shit! And it's from the people I was working for Sunday. And I went, I hope it's canceled. I'm already tired. I haven't even bar mitzvah. I get home and open the email. Yeah, the gig tomorrow's canceled, and we're paying you.
Oh, sweet!
I know. Christmas came early,
nice.
Man.
Yeah,
and
it's good deal.
Thank goodness. Because, I woke up, I think I slept till noon Sunday.
No shit.
I
can't remember
the
last time I did that.
I was shagged, man. God.
I bet you felt good after that.
Oh, yeah. That was sipping dirty, or what do you call that? Serendipity Dew. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could use a hamburger, though.
Yeah, I got a hankering myself.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
Can't put my finger on it. Regardless, moving right along, we have an original blow-up tonight.
Sweet, sweet.
I like that. Very very freaking cool, man.
Okay, all right.
We need some blow-up music here. Well, here we go. So, anyway, I don't know. What about Jimmy Buffett? We ever blown him up?
I don't know if we did or not. We may have once long, long time ago. Sorry, all you parrot heads.
He's not the pina colada guy, though. That's a different
guy. Nah. That's Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Holmes, yeah.
Yeah.
He's also
a playwright and a novelist. Rupert's pretty talented.
Yeah, I saw a video on that song, too. It was pretty interesting.
Was it the live one where he's playing air guitar? How embarrassing, man. That was a funny fucking video.
I'll have to revisit that.
Plays air guitar
anyway,
in a section.
I figured it was about time that we blew up your Jimmy Buffett there.
Okay.
That's for you know, general purposes.
Are we still on the cheeseburger kick, I take it?
What do you mean a cheeseburger kick?
Cheeseburger in paradise?
Oh!
I had one of those.
Cheeseburger in paradise?
In New Orleans.
Nice. What a coincidence. It's cheeseburger in paradise.
Say, what's a good word for scrutiny?
Scrutiny.
Thanks.
Go ahead.
Two cheeseburgers. I want pickles and ketchup on them.
Don't load it up, hold your bullshit.
I want a biggie fries
and give me some shit to drink.
Here's Johnny.
Rockabilly to the break of day. Well, it's a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Well, they kick off the shoes, getting ready to bop. They're gonna rock a billy, awareness on. You really ain't here till you feel the thrill. So come on, little baby, do the rock a billy feel. It's a rock a billy boogie. A rock a billy boogie. A rock a billy boogie tonight. Turning 17. Well, everybody knows her as a rockabilly queen. And there's old Slim, as quiet as a mouse. When taps old Susie, he would tear up the house. Well, it's a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. rockabilly boogie. A rock a rock 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 rockabilly boogie tonight.
Beauty,
nice
man.
Indeed.
Thank you, Ford, for bringing that to our attention.
Yes.
That was recently departed Robert Gordon, singer-songwriter.
Robert Gordon died? I didn't know that.
Good Jim. You got to get on the Dead Possum Pool page.
Yeah, I know, man. I've been missing all that.
Bum, 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 bum. That was a great tune. Good rockabilly.
Yeah.
But we're going to forego our tribute to Ukraine. But maybe later on we'll have Chunk Bluster recite some of that poem of his.
Yes. Yes. Putin is a cunt. What a great poem.
Putin is a cunt. It's a beauty. It's I think it's going to win some awards or congressional medals.
It should.
Yeah. Yeah. So, where was I going with that?
Hey, I wanted to ask the Canadian something, man.
There we go.
Is lacrosse still relevant? People still playing lacrosse? I haven't heard lacrosse in the longest time.
Huh. Do they have, like, a professional lacrosse league up there?
Well, they had a big thing going. It was pretty big over here as well. I haven't heard of it. I don't know, like a decade. I wonder if it's still going on.
That's a wild sport. I know nothing about it. But
yeah.
Crazy town, man.
Yeah,
and,
I heard
Native
jack
Americans,
shit about it.
The Native Americans invented that shit?
Lacrosse. Yeah, you got me on that one.
I think so.
Canadian Eskimos.
Applecheek says she never hears about it.
Yeah, I guess it died out.
Our Canadian pals are feeling under the weather tonight, man. We need to send some healing air currents up north, man.
Yeah, okay. I have to.
Speaking of which, Possum Lounge, ladies and germs.
Yes, Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
Indeed. Thank you for coming, darling. He's not feeling so good. Ooh, got some COVID in the house.
Uh-oh.
The Ford says there's a national lacrosse league as franchises in both Canada and the U.S. And there's even a women's league. Oh.
Well, I could have sworn I heard at one time that was that lacrosse was even bigger than hockey over in Canada.
No.
I remember reading that someplace.
Hockey's king up there. Like football is here. American football. Man, I don't know how American football is going to survive. It's a dumb sport, man. It causes people to, like, break their cassavas all the time. You have a bunch of, like, muscle-bound dudes walking around going,
busted up billionaire dudes.
Running for Senate.
Yeah.
Speaking of idiots.
Well, the Eagles are doing well, so I hope this sport lasts at least this year.
Hey, and congratulations to the Phillies, man.
Phillies.
That was the only team I was kind of rooting for that ended up winning. So,
yeah.
Thank you for coming, Apple.
We're having a good year. Having a good year.
Yeah, City of Champions there.
Not that I care.
Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
She likes her hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Ford says hockey or lacrosse is actually Canadians' official sport.
Yeah, there you go. I thought I read that someplace.
Darn it. But hockey is far more popular.
It has to be more popular.
Thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks. Dr. Cake is here. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Thanks for coming, Dr. Cake. She's tarred.
Ah.
Tarred. tonight. There's a malaise. Friends at north of the border. I'm trying to learn more about Canada and stuff.
All right.
I'm learning more and more.
Stetterstone, learn how to speak Canadian. There you go.
Thing is, though, they didn't teach us jack crap about Canada in school, history and shit.
Oh, yeah, nothing. We got nothing. We got squat on Canada.
Jeez. What was that about?
You got me on that one.
Thank you coming, ladies. And the aforementioned Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
The lacrosse.
You sound like a Billy.
Yeah. Oh, that was clutch, man. Beauty. Going to be a rockabilly lacrosse tournament.
There you go. Works for me.
Cake's watching the Oilers now.
Okay. Taking the background.
Oh, yeah. Stanley Fair, baby. Sly.
Oh.
BT's watching the new Quantum Leap. Oh, boy.
There's a new one?
Yeah. They remade it.
I've never seen the first one.
I started watching the first one toward, like, in the middle of the series. Watched it to the end. It was okay. What's with that guy? He gets a TV series like every year. Has he ever been off TV since then? After that, he was on the Enterprise, and then after that, he had this show and that show and this show and that show. This guy's been in it. What the fuck, man?
I got one more season of Hill Street Blues.
Oh, nice, nice. Oh, you've already been through a bunch. Or no, what was his name? Before he was Bunch, the first, with the first guy he was.
Oh,
Hill.
Like a Sal Benio or something like that.
He was so great. Oh my God, we loved him. He was our favorite. We tune in just to see that asshole. But they had to kill him. They had to kill him, man. He was just too evil. What a great role. And then Bunch was that guy light, you know. He was,
But but a good guy.
He was great as a bad guy. All right. Thanks, Kevin Ford.
NYPD Max. NYPD Max.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck that's called.
Sipowitz. A little bit blue. Sipowitz. Yeah.
Yes.
Bunch.
That's another 400 hours.
Woo.
I kill. Nah, 144, I think it was for this show.
I bailed on that one with Jimmy Smith's.
Yeah. All right,
they had the kid from
Made by the Bell. David Crusoe in there too, didn't they? That asshole.
Well, Crusoe was the first guy. Yeah. He was great.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was replaced by Schmitz, and then it was the kid from the Saved by the Bell, and the kid from the other show where he was a rich kid or something. It was weird.
Oh, I hear that.
Like, get the fuck out of here, man. I didn't watch it. They're coming for it. They're all talking lacrosse up there, man. You got something going.
There you go.
All right.
Maybe I brought it back.
He's on a mission. Bring back lacrosse. G.T. Trenton is here, man. If anyone
G.T. Trenton
can bring back lacrosse, it's G.T. Trenton. Uh-huh. Strongest man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to see him one of these mornings on that show where the guys are lifting boulders. And there he'll be lifting boulders and shit.
I can
wonder how many times they crap their pants when they're doing that. You know? Because, I mean, they're like, oh, God, they're hoisting their whole weight's behind this, you know, their whole body's behind this weight.
Oh, yeah.
You got it.
We've got to cut loose every now and again.
Yeah, you got to figure there's been a...
My bag will explode.
Oh, I bet you there's been some horrific things that have happened doing that. Now I think about it. Guy's just busting apart. Her guts just blah.
I see my reverse surgeon on Wednesday. I'm hoping she'll say she'll take the bag off.
Yeah,
she said 6 months to a year, so
keep those fingers crossed out there, kitties, possums, fans of the show.
There you go.
We were anti-poop bag day. We're rooting for that, man. We're not rooting for Putin, though.
Nope.
See, that's it's all fun and games having a corrupt government and shit, right? Until you actually do something like go to war, and then you realize, like, your fucking military is a paper tiger. Putin, you're getting everything you deserve, you piece of shit. Loser.
We got Dr. fucking Oz running for Senate over here, running for fucking something. For
crying out loud. What a dildo. I love that guy, the stroke guy.
Fetterman?
Fetterman. He's great. He's great. I started seeing him when he was he's still lieutenant governor, but during a pandemic he was doing some interviews and things. And I like this guy. He's no nonsense, man. He doesn't talk bullshit. You know, he's not not your average politician. For him. And anybody but the football guy. He's ridiculously stupid. Man, is he dumb. I mean, he's really dumb. The meat. Okay. Speaking of meatheads, no. Oh, it's Ope. Our old pal Ope. Other people's eye. Not a meathead. He's as old as my phone number, we found out.
Oh.
Oh, God, I'm old. Yeesh. It's weird, man. I didn't think about getting old at all, really, until I hit 60. And it's like...
You got to embrace it.
This is it, man. This is all there is.
Uh-huh.
The truck makes it through the winter. Yikes. I gotta knock wood again. Knocking it. Polly's here, so I don't want to knock too hard. He might think somebody's at the door.
Oh, Polly's here.
Roomie.
All right.
Polly's here. He's in the lodge.
Hello, Polly.
Thanks for coming, Ope. Polly, and of course, as always, the Sinister Minister. Oh, Finance Party. Oh, wait, what's my cue? You better figure out my cue. Oh, there we go. Is that it? Oh, that's one. Okay. Got it. We're on the trolley now, gang. There they are. A possum lounge.
With your super.
As the beaver.
There was an Oceanese please party at the beach. Jenny Lee and Patricia had a lover boy each. Everyone was there, everyone but you. I thought those Jackety Jack and Western movies made a hard-headed woman out of you. You. Elvis was secretly on the scene. His hound dog fought Boney Maroney. And everyone was there, everyone but you. Oh, alone for me. Then I met the pretty Peggy Sue, the witch Dr. Walla Walla in the sand, while the purple people leader ran a hot dog stand. Everyone was there, everyone but you. I did the beach ball hand jive with the pretty Peggy Sue. Ooh, ooh, ooh. a suit. When you returned to me, I forgot the pretty Peggy Sue. A suit. When you returned to me, I forgot the pretty Peggy Sue. A suit. When you.
How was that?
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, yeah. He's dead serious, man. That was Bob Cayley, a.k.a. Robert Gordy. Everybody was there. He was the brother of the guy. Oh, he was the brother of the guy who founded Motown. Barry
Gordy.
Oh,
okay.
That sounds like me when I sneeze.
15 minutes in.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when I sneeze, I'll go, achoo.
That's because you got all that rhythm in you, baby.
Oh, yeah. Gotta dance. Gotta dance. Man. So I booked a lot of gigs last week. Not a lot, but, you know, filling up the calendar a little bit toward the end of the year. And it's like, I take first comes, first serve, and I very rarely turn anything down.
Yeah.
Why? Because I need to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I need to repair my truck now and again. And I'm watching this video with the gal who was in Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio. Can't recall her.
Oh,
name.
Okay. What the hell's her name? Oh, what the fuck? I was in love with this chick. She did a movie called The Polish Wedding. She was so fucking hot in that.
A blonde gal, right?
Yeah, Dane is in there someplace. I guess the last name, Dane?
Let's see.
I forget.
Here we go to IMDb. Claire Dane.
Show.
Claire Dane.
Claire Dane. Claire Dane, there you go.
So, she says...
So-called life. There you go.
She got offered the part of the lead in the Titanic.
Yeah.
And turned it down.
Ha ha.
It wasn't right at the time, but blah, 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 blah. And I don't regret it. You know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm thinking to myself, well, it must be nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Turned down the biggest blockbuster in all of history. Mm-hmm. And be like, yeah, but, you know, it was the right move.
Nah, if she really feels that way.
Where do I get that gig, man? I'm driving to Bonfuck, Ohio, man, just to make a little scratch.
Well, I don't regret turning down James Bond when they asked me.
Well, you just weren't, you know, you weren't right.
Yeah, no, I just wasn't right for it. I didn't feel right.
It was the right move. Besides, Hercules suited you so much better.
That's the truth right there. In a nutshell.
Delicious natural light. Brewed locally. Drank locally, too. Okay. What else we got? Oh, I saw a movie. Finished it this afternoon. I started it last night. Got on the phone with somebody, you know. I went back. It was Humphrey Bogart.
Yes.
I'd never heard of this movie before last night. Great. It's on YouTube. 1951, The Enforcer.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I heard of it. I don't know if I've seen it or not.
There's a cool supporting cast. Zero Mostel.
Oh.
Is that wild?
Uh-huh.
And he's Zero Mostelling it up, man. At one point, they carry him out of this building kicking and screaming. He's doing his Zero Mostel bit, man. Very cool. It's like how often you see him pop up in a movie. He was more of a stage guy, I think. But anyway, Zero Mostel and Humphrey Bogart together. Who knew? Shit. Mr. Cheever is Humphrey Bogart's sidekick, the banker from Lucy. Mr. Mooney's boss. Man, I watched way too much Lucy Show growing up. God, I'm sure that stunted my intellectual growth somehow.
I'm sure.
All that Lucy Show memories in there, you know, like Bailey's Beans and shit. And fuck, man. How do you get that? How do you get rid of that? Useless.
It's hard to shake.
Yeah. Well, how about a quickie?
Very quickie on us. We love the quickies.
Here's a quickie, ladies and germs.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Liberace, I love you. Take a piece, take a plum, take a piece of bubblegum. No feet, no plum, just a piece of bubblegum. Hey boy, what's your name? Jody. What you eat? Hamburger. Bring us some. Greedy. Jump out of the window, say, eeny, meeny, just a leany. Ooh, pop, pop, believe. Achi, kachi, Liberace, I love you.
I bet you can't
say eeny, meeny, gypsy, leany, oop, pop, pop, bullet. Achi, kachi, Liberace, I love you. Take a piece, take a plum, take a piece of bubblegum. No piece, no plum, just a piece of bubblegum. Hey boy, what's your name? Jody, what you eat? Hamburger, give me some greedy. Jump out the window, saying eeny, meeny, gypsy, leany, oop, pop, pop, bullet. Achi, kachi, Liberace, I love you. Eeny, meeny, gypsy, leeny, ooh, pop, pop, bellini. Achi, kachi, Liberace, I love you. Take a piece, take a plum, take a piece of bubblegum. No piece, no plum, just a piece of bubblegum. Hey boy, what's your name? Jody. What you eat? Hamburger, give me some greedy. Jump out the window, say, eeny, meeny, gypsy, leeny, ooh, pop, pop, bellini. Achi, kachi, Liberace, I love you. Yeah.
I'm having chest pain.
Very cool, man.
That's
like
Flumadiddle
that
right there.
What's that?
That's Flumadiddle.
It is. Exactly.
Uh-huh. That's the
You're
definition
the
of it right there.
You're on the trolley, Mac.
Yeah, indeed.
Alrighty. That's what happens.
Flumadiddle. Flumadiddle. Flumadiddle.
Yeah. Okay. TT's going to be binging some spaghetti westerns with Clint Eastwood.
I love spaghetti westerns.
You get the good, the bad, the ugly, a few dollars more, mm-hmm. fistful of dollars. Hang 'em mm-hmm. high, if that's included amongst them, that's not actually a spaghetti western.
Is it? I wouldn't include that in there.
It was made around the same time, but that was American.
Oh, okay.
Mark made over there.
You
got to
take date, though, man, when you go for the spaghetti. Like, Duck You Sucker.
Oh, yeah.
What was that one, though? The Death Smith and Talking Jones or something like that? I forget the name of that one. I got to look that one up.
Yeah, there's some weird ones, man.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about that, how they dub every line is dubbed.
Yeah.
So, like, even the actor who is saying the lines is dubbing his line.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, in most cases, yeah.
And then that one with Richard Boone where he quit the movie before he did the dubs, and I can't mm-hmm. watch that. I can't watch it.
No, it's tough to watch. Completely different voice coming out.
Yeah. No, that's not Richard Boone. The man in a Richard Boone mask. But I see with Richard Boone over the weekend, something.
I seen that movie. Forget the name of it. So when the main star walked out right before the ending and everything. They had to do a completely different ending or something.
Oh, yeah. It was Lee Van Cleef. Lee Van Cleef,
yeah.
The preacher or something like that. Yeah.
See the old Djangos. See all the Djangos there.
Djangos. I was looking at a list of Tarantino's movies, speaking of Django. I've seen almost all his movies.
I haven't seen his latest one yet. The
I haven't seen the latest
Time
one.
America and Hollywood.
Seen that one, and I haven't seen the Kill Bills, but I've seen everything else. He hasn't done that many movies.
No. He's doing the third big Kill Bill now, or he's going to be.
I'll have to watch those. But I had a Zero Mostel movie to watch. What am I going to do, watch Kill Bill or Zero? Come on. Zero and Hogar.
Yeah, you got to see Rhinoceros now.
Yes.
That's
I'd
a weird
anything
one,
with
man.
Zero Mostel. Love that dude. He's a weirdo, man. He really is. He's a fucking weirdo.
And, of course, The Front.
The Front, classic. Ecky.
Yeah, Alan wrote that Larry David movie for Zero Mostel back in 1975.
Oh.
He put it in his desk drawer and didn't get back to it until, 2011 or whatever the hell that movie was made.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
It makes me sad.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yeah, I didn't like that Larry David.
Nah.
Wasn't funny. It was like, I know this is supposed to be funny, but it ain't funny.
I didn't like the ending where he's talking to the people supposed to be in the movie theater.
Yeah.
The opening was, and that was all right. The opening when he was doing it was all right because I wasn't pushing it.
Well, it's neither here nor there.
There you go.
Because it's time once again for 3 minutes.
All right.
Ever. Tonight is no exception. There you have it. All that's left is the pain. Hopefully, healing powers of the 3 minutes give us all a boost that we need.
Indeed.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody's got a heenie. So, an anti-heenie 3 minutes you'll never get back, ladies and gentlemen. Here they are.
We all need it.
Coasters and Moose. 3 minutes.
It's undeniable, a natural fact. Kick up your heels, CMM are back. We return to tell you our story. Living large on internet glory. The epitome of wealth. Homeless? Check yourself. We got blankets we don't even use. Shirts, pants, socks, shoes.
I don't know why you think that I look like a hobo. I don't think I do, 'cause you know I'm not homeless. You know I'm not homeless. If you try to give me some food, because I'm not homeless. You know I'm not homeless.
When I wanna sit, I sit in a chair. I don't have to sit just any old where. I can be on the porch and I drink champagne. Don't need no cardboard when it rains. I got a telephone and a stereo. I got a TV set and they all work, you know. They're not in the car, they're in my car. I bought them at Best Buy 'cause I'm a star.
I don't know why you think that I look like a hobo. I don't think I do, 'cause you know I'm not homeless. You know I'm not homeless. If you think that I sleep in cans, well, I don't do that. I sleep in a bed, 'cause you know I'm
naked, it's the best. I have sex every night, and if I don't, that's alright. I'm not homeless, I got a home. I'm not homeless, leave me alone.
I don't know why you think that I look like a hobo. I don't think I do, cause you know I'm not homeless. You know I'm not homeless. If you think that I sleep in cans, well, I don't do that. I sleep in a bed, cause you know I'm not homeless. You know I'm not homeless,
girl. Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
McDonald's French fries.
Dig it.
Right.
All righty. We're ready.
Toasters and moose.
Moving right along. Everybody thought that was a perfect 3 minutes, by the way.
Got to see the movie. When toasters gets pissed off and quits, moose ends up joining a Chopin cover band. I mean, this is weird shit.
Well, you think that's weird?
Oh, what's going on in the world?
Shit. We may never know. Okay. Open that link. You got that, man. The pewter froze up. All right. Here we go. You would think this would have happened in Ohio or possibly Florida. Yeah. No. A Michigan home inspector was convicted this week. He was caught on the nanny cam when he was inspecting the house. In the kid's room, he fucked the Elmo doll. He fucked the kid's Elmo doll. On the nanny cam, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Evan God. Wayne Van Loven. Oh, yeah, Van Loven, baby. Guilty of aggravated indecent exposure and could face up to 2 years in prison. I guess he hasn't been sentenced.
Jesus Christ.
I hope they don't throw the book at the guy. Just...
It's just the publicity enough is just putting in there.
I know, man.
Okay. I'm going to run out and buy one now. I don't know. Maybe there's something to it.
Police officer said Van Loven admitted to placing his penis in Elmo's mouth, in the doll's mouth, and apologized and said he was ashamed. I think just fucking reading that.
You should have went on YouTube and gotten a soundbite from Elmo. Emo, whatever the fuck's name, Elmo.
Well, what am I going to do?
It was Reach for Comment. I'm your friend. Or whatever the fuck that little thing says. Yeah.
When number one son was a kid, you know, in high school. And there's Elmo, Tickle Me Elmo, who's the big big ticket for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he told me that they were horsing around at the, they put on plays and whatnot. He's in the drama, and one of the kids was horsing around, brought one of Tickle Me Elmo and was like acting like he was fucking it. And Elmo's going, yeah.
Maybe Van Love was part of that drama club.
I don't know. I'll have to ask him, man. Van Love and one of the, was it that that's the dude that and then it started out as a gag, but we fell in love. Kim Jong Il.
A love story.
All right. Well, stupid lawsuits. Guy is suing Texas Pete's hot sauce.
Yeah.
I've used that on occasion. It's pretty good hot sauce. But it's not made in Texas, so he's all pissed off. Fuck, man. It's like $1.68 for a bottle of that or something, right?
Yeah.
And he's suing them because they misrepresented the product. Throw the book at him, man. He ought to have to pay all the expenses for the trial and everything and eat a big pile of...
Tell him about throwing up your graham cream cheese.
What's that?
Tell me about Philadelphia graham
cheese. There you go. They just picked the name Texas Pete because it sounded good for a hot sauce. The fuck, man?
Uh-huh.
Chill out.
Does it say where it's actually made? In your article?
Yeah, let me call her back up. It's like North Carolina, I think. Yeah, North Carolina. And they just, it was a restaurant, and they were, you know, they came up with this hot sauce, and they said, well, they were going to call it Mexican Joe, which, you know, hey, that's probably, probably a better idea to call it Texas Pete.
Yeah.
I mean, would the guy sue if it was Mexican Joe's and wasn't made in Mexico?
There you go.
That should be, they call it pistol whip? No, not pistol whip. 40 lashes with a wet noodle. Yeah.
There you go.
He's not quite a douche canoe. I don't know.
No.
This is kind of funny, just real briefly, in Ontario, some truck apparently tried to go under an underpass. Or an overpass.
With
backup and a conk. And I guess the truck kept going and the thing on the back, the box, the truck's box was lodged underneath the overpass.
Oh, yeah. That happens a lot.
That's funny.
I was 20 years out in the truck looking for that shit.
Hey, there's GT. He's late. He's got to go. He's gonna miss the polka, man. We're gonna have a special polka tonight.
He's gonna rush out. He's gonna rush out and get some Texas Pete.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Double down
he
on the Texas
shit.
Pete. I love that shit. Man. We got a cheap one though that I've been getting. It's like, you know, dollar something.
Dollar something.
Yeah.
Huh?
Put it on everything.
What is it, Camden Mike?
I don't know what it's called. It's a generic brand. Cheap shit. But it's really good. It tastes just like the Red Hot.
See, I never care for any of that stuff. I think it takes away the flavor of the original food you're eating.
Yeah.
If it's that high.
I love tacos, and I love putting some of that hot sauce on my tacos, man.
All right. Your prerogative,
right, Newark Liberty International Airport. There was a problem with flight 2038 after a snake was spotted on the floor in business class.
Here we go.
You know what I'm talking about, Opie.
Lay it on us.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
You got that right. It's like a garter snake, man. Harmless garter snake.
Well, that's how it all starts.
Incident did not affect operations. Released outside the airport. Good thing they didn't name him or they'd put him in the zoo.
Yeah, exactly. Did we do opossums on the plane yet?
There was possum on the subway, I remember. Okay, well, here we go. More animal news. The Houston Zoo. You saw the Houston Astros are going to the World Series. We're going to play the Phillies there.
Yep.
Definitely rooting for the Phillies over the Astros. Fuck the Astros.
Good for you. Good for you.
They're almost as bad as Putin. You know, they won the World Series and they cheated.
And it's not the home of Texas Pete.
No. No Texas Pete. So anyhow, in the Houston Zoo, newly hatched flamingo chicks were named after the Astros players.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a couple of days later, they were making book on the World Series. See what happens, man? Name an animal, can't kill it. Name it after an Astro, it starts cheating left and right.
They should name it Babs and Edie.
Oh, yeah.
Right from the John Waters movie.
Woo woo. Oh, Babs. Well, they used to be eggs. Hey. All right.
Hey, there
you
go. I love Edie the Egg Lady.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we'll finish with the an Idaho man.
Oh, okay.
Because we're going to do a polka. We got a polka to put in here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is a milestone. The serial Guinness World Record breaker, David Rush, earned his 250th title.
Oh,
250. Recaptured the record for the furthest distance to blow a pee. He originally held the pee-blowing record about 6.5 years ago when he blew a pee 24 feet, 7.6 inches.
Oh, there you go.
But he broke, he managed to blow his pee, and then somebody broke that, so he managed to blow his pee 84 feet, 11.26 inches, more than doubling his previous attempt and handily recapturing the record. And
how does anyone know if they're good at that? To even start it in the first place, yeah.
Going around blowing peas, trying to figure out what it takes. All right. Well, congratulations, David, on your 250th world record. And we've been there, so. Carry on, carry over.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
We'll be right back.
we drink it here. And when we're all gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. In heaven there is no wine,
no wine.
So we drink till we feel fine. And when we leave this all behind, our friends will be drinking all the wine. Ourselves full of fear to help us when we deal with the fear. In heaven there are no drugs,
no drugs.
That's why we hang with thugs. And when the Lord pulls the plug, all the thugs will still be selling drugs.
Yeah.
Being very on, dude.
Heaven's not all that appealing now, is it, kids? There it is.
Fuck you, asshole.
All right. Decent. I know, man. That doesn't really. That's not really a good selling point for heaven.
Yeah. No sex, no drugs.
My
no
heaven
kid.
Would be. There's all the beer I can drink, and it's. Doesn't put any weight on you. And it has all the nutrition you need, so you don't really even have to eat if you don't
want. There you go.
Beer. Just drink beer all day long. Well, coffee in the morning. A little coffee in the morning.
Oh, yeah. You got to have your coffee.
I have my coffee.
Yeah. We're a little, wait a minute.
I don't do that in the morning. I don't do the crate in the morning. I do it before the show. I do it before gig, too.
There you go.
Coffee with a little kratom. It makes me a little more talkative.
Yeah.
More social. Relaxed.
I got to keep from doing the toss and wash. Put it in my coffee for now on.
Yeah. It's good. I mean, it after a while, it's like, this is really good. You know,
I
kind of like. Because I don't, every once in a while, I'll put a little sugar or something sweet in the coffee, and it's like, man, how did I drink that all those years?
Yeesh.
I used to put, like, 2 spoons of sugar in my coffee.
Ugh. I always drank it black.
Mm. Oh, man. Once you go black, you never go back, man.
Ha ha. So they said.
I mean, I'm talking about coffee.
I can dig it. Oh, man. I like fucking Columbo, right?
Yeah.
The number one son comes over to drop his dog off, right?
Yeah.
And so we're talking, you know, chatting, hanging out. Remember I told you I bought him a couple coffee cups, right?
Yeah, but I didn't
know what kind of coffee maker situation they had. So they got the Keurig, or they got the Mr. Coffee, right?
So
I managed to pry it out of him. Just through conversation. Just smart conversation. So now I know, I want to get him like a nice gourmet coffee.
Go all right. Coffee.
Yeah, I make it a theme gift.
Yeah. Oh, you can't go wrong with that. People love
coffee.
It's a
beauty. It's a beauty. Hope don't like coffee, man.
No? Yeah? Here, that's my sister.
Daddy G.
I don't know why.
Germs.
Daddy G.
Daddy
G.
Show Saturdays at 9 here on Blog Talk Radio.
It is.
Night with Daddy G. What? Kelly Ripa quit the show? Kelly Ripa quit that show in the morning. Thank God.
Maybe it's watchable now. Who's she been replaced by?
I don't know.
She was a real annoying bitch.
Oh, jeez. Like she was on dope.
Uh-huh.
He was on there for 18 seasons. Mother Mary and Joseph. Yikes.
But who was the guy? Seacrest, I think, was the latest guy.
He's the guy that's on there. Yeah, he's all right. He's like non... He's a nothing guy. But she creeps me out.
86, that show. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. But bring back the ghost of... what's his head there? Regis. Yeah, bring back Reg. Hey, today's World Tripe Day. If you're looking for something to celebrate, if you've ever had tripe, sorry to hear. But it's how the cookie crumbles. Well, we do have a yodel as well as that wonderful polka. Everybody loved that polka, man. Brave Combo.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong.
That was Brave Combo? You're cool.
That was the Brave Combo. I just tripped over that when I was looking for something else this morning. I went, oh, man, I did say we'd play a yodel, man. Let's fucking, polka. Let's do that one.
There you go.
There you have it, man.
Yodel!
It's time for the yodel.
Yodel like a church bell shine. Ba-da-da-da-dee-bo-dee-da-dee. I know it's the brightest polka time. I will start your heart to swing and sway. Ba-da-da-da-dee-bo-dee-da-dee. Then the yodeling whistler goes his way. I'm called Yodeling Whistler, for I sing a yodel song, and you think I have a whistle in my throat. All the grown-ups throw me pennies, and the children tag along, just to hear me laugh or imitate a goat. Me, or a chicken, or a bluebird. I'm a happy sort of clown, with an old guitar on my shoulder. I go from town to town. I spread a happy feeling and set the dancers reeling. With the yodel like a church bell shine. Ba-da-da-dee-bo-dee-da-dee. I know it's the brightest polka time. I will start your heart to swing and sway. And the yodeling whistler goes his way. Oh,
that was the same guy. I can't remember his name though from last week.
Okay, well, he's the yodeler whistler. Whistler, that's all.
The whistling, the whistling yodeler.
There you go.
I'm having chest pain.
You got that right.
Speaking of coffee, I just seen Joe Coffee get killed.
Joe Coffee
on Hill Street on Hill Street Blues.
Oh yeah. That was a shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not for
one.
Me. I cheated. I was reading the IMDb.
I didn't see that one coming on the show.
That's what I like about this show, man. Usually these shows they get rid of main characters around the end of the season. This one you never know. They take them.
Oh yeah, it can happen anytime to anyone.
Uh-huh.
I remember I had
the mother from Malcolm in the Middle was in the beginning. She was hot back then. Jesus Christ!
No way. I don't remember her.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's because she was a nobody back then. Yeah.
I had a naughty dream about the lawyer lady.
Okay, Veronica Hamill.
Yeah, Veronica Hamill.
She does nothing for me. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, like it was just weird. Like I wake up one morning, I'm like, wow, that was pretty cool. Veronica Hamill. Well, you know, like, it renewed my interest in the show and everything.
His ex-wife is a pain in the ass. She's annoying. Somebody
kill
her.
That's What's-His-Head's wife in real life, or ex-wife in real life, the creator.
Okay, no shit. All right. Steven something.
Bochco.
Bochco, yeah.
Bochco's real ex-wife.
They fired his ass at the end of the fifth season.
Oh, really?
And apparently there was a rumor going around saying that that everything's going to be recast. All the actors quit or something like that. It's all going to be recast. So they started the sixth season with all different characters just to fuck with people. And they showed that it was actually the night crew.
Huh.
They later revealed it was the night
crew
that opened up this show. Yeah.
Don't remember.
Again,
By the way, I got skunked there. Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
Hate to break to you guys. It's not me.
Still
there. No, was,
oh,
that
I don't like you. I don't watch that stupid
That was
show.
A dingus link.
That was
they were trying to sell you skin cream, anti-aging cream. but apparently
Kelly
this
Ripa.
Shit does take your wrinkles away and the bags away from under your eyes. So I might order some of them.
There you go. See that? You got you.
Thanks to Kelly Ripa. Make Dr. Oz.
It sounds like a Dr. Oz time.
Hey, Kelly Ripa's
running. He'll probably get elected. Because Pennsylvania is really fucked up.
Oh, boy. I tell you what, the dudes from my hometown are voting for him. I guarantee you, man. And even this one dude, I know he's going to vote for him, but he kind of like admires Fetterman and his style and shit and how he goes about his business.
Oh, okay.
But, heaven forbid, I vote against the Republican.
Oh, jeez.
That's the way it is.
What are you going to do? We're almost out of here, Commodore.
I know, man. Don't fucking stress, man. What's the point? Well, I don't have any more.
Exactly.
I don't have any more hamburger shit.
Oh, no hamburger
shit. Well, I don't know. I might. But in the meantime, I got a corn dog.
Okay.
Corn dog quickie.
I love me some corn dogs, ketchup and mustard. I love me some corn dogs. I love me some corn dogs, ketchup and mustard. Love me some corn dogs. I really love corn dogs.
is.
That was moving. That was moving.
I like it.
Like a bowel movement, it was. Alrighty. Well, I hope everybody has a great week, feels better. I'm feeling a little better, you know.
Right after that nap of yours.
I still shagged today, man.
Yeah.
I slept about an hour, over an hour this evening. Got up in time to see Jeopardy. Oh, man, Jeopardy. Last week,
okay.
I got 4 out of 5 final Jeopardy questions.
Were they guesses?
Some were guesses, some I knew.
There you go. Still.
And I got today's.
There you go. Like I always say, man, I'm good at that myself, but if I'm ever on a show, I just know I'm going to get hit with an easy question and I'm going to and get it completely wrong and look like an asshole.
All right. Well, I do have tonight's final Jeopardy question if you want to.
Oh, lay it on us.
I don't keep that music in the right place where I can just like. Oh, here we go. Whoa. All right.
Okay.
Got the Jeopardy music. So here is tonight's final Jeopardy clue. Ready, Ope?
Ope knows.
When Esquire began, Esquire magazine,
yeah.
Esquire began as a men's lifestyle magazine in the 1930s. He was asked for manly content and wrote in 28 of the first 33 issues.
Huh.
All right. When Esquire began as a men's lifestyle magazine in the 1930s, he was asked for manly content and wrote in 28 of the first 33 issues.
All right, I got a guess.
I guessed too, and I was correct. Thank you very much. All right. Got anything, Ope? I forgot I put the hair on in. That's beauty. what's your guess, sir?
Hemingway.
Yeah, that was my guess too. And you know what? We were correct.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Can't get any more manly than Hemingway.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. And that was
plus
his...
1935 helped. I didn't know it was that old.
Right. Put him in that era and whatnot. So, yeah. Very cool, man. So anyway, I have correctly answered 5 out of the last 6 final Jeopardy questions.
Beauty.
I missed Friday because I never read Tale of Two Cities.
I had it in school,
and I'm sure I did the Cliff Notes and like, you know.
They were the best of times. They were the worst of times. That's about as far as I know it ever.
That's about all I could remember too. Yeah, I had nothing on that one. I was like,
holla.
I got buying.
He got paid a penny a word, so he wrote some pretty big fucking novels.
Molson Canadian. What? I better drink more of this, because from what I hear, there's none of this in heaven, man.
Yeah, exactly.
No Molson in heaven?
I got nothing to look forward to.
Molson in heaven? I know. Wouldn't that be like a big bonus for like alcoholics and shit? It's like, oh, now you can drink all you want. No fucking
there
consequence.
You go.
Heaven. Have a beer. Fuck, man. We did play a polka and we did play a yodel, man. We doubled down tonight.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Beautiful. Ba-da-bum, bum, bum. Molson Canadian. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning into this extravaganza.
Thank you,
Eddie G and Apple Cheeks. Foul Ope. people's eyes. Dr. Cake. Of course, the great Ford Prefect. I hope you're feeling better, sir. Everybody feel better. The fuck, man?
Yeah. What the hell?
Feeling bad shit.
We need healthy possums.
Yeah, man. Get your shit together, yeah. All right, man. Okay. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And energize.
Brush through her hair. She puts on her light blue uniform and runs down the stairs. Well, she's a high school queen of 17, the dream of every man. She's the brown-eyed part-time helper at the local hamburger stand. Now the boys, they love to take her out, 'cause she's so much fun. She has two all-beef patties, special smile, let me please, tickle on you on a sesame seed bun. Well, it's Saturday night at closing time, the boys hang around. They all want to take her home, they know she's the best in town. 'Cause she holds the pickles, holds the onions, holds the lettuce in her hand. She's the brown-eyed part-time helper at the local hamburger stand. You can have her your way. You can have her your way. You can have her your way. It's 3 months later and now she knows she'll be the mother of a child. But she hasn't seen any of those boys hanging around for a while. Have a hamburger meal, when she jumped from the counter and got me in the corner and let out with this squeal. You're the one. You are the only reason. You're the one. Well, now we're happily married and we're having so much fun. With her two all-beef patty, special smile, let me please tickle on your honest sesame seed bun. She has two all-beef patty, special smile, let me please tickle on your honest sesame seed bun.
Send me a bag of shells.
Alrighty, Tommy. Bag of shells.
Now that I hear him saying it, I do remember him saying it before several times.
Yeah, he'd let it go. You know, it was like one of his ad libs, I think. He's the king of ad libs. What a great crowd tonight.
Yeah.
You're impeccable, sir.
Yeah, fun time.
Hamburgers were delicious.
Yep. Great tunes. Nice tunage.
It could mix there. And the 3 minutes everyone could agree on. That was 3 minutes.
We gotta thank Derek for bringing them to our attention.
Jeez. What is it about that, man? And it was good stuff, man.
I watched that Toasters and Moose movie just to find out how she got the nickname Toasters and it wasn't mentioned.
I think it's better that way.
Yeah, it is. Well, she said that in the beginning. That she likes stuff that don't make sense.
How you make the 3 minutes, you'll never get back, man. All right. Well, starting next month, man, I got plenty of time, so I'm going to last many possible.
All right.
We're all clear.
Living a life.
Oh, if you got anything particularly Halloween-y.
Ooh, yeah.
You only got 90 minutes, but it's next Monday night, October 31st. Yeah. Halloween possum, dude.
There you go. It's hard to find stuff that we haven't already played.
Oh, you got that right, Jock.
Maybe there's a cover of that Monster Mash.
Oh, man, I don't know if we could go back to the Monster Mash again. Well, hey, man, look into it. I'm all for it.
Everyone plays that.
I'm totally all for it, man.
A cover would be good.
Breathe life into that chestnut.
Uh-huh.
Have at it, huh?
See, Brave Combo did that one.
All right, man. So, see you Halloween, man.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Cheyenne, Cheyenne, where will you be camping tonight? Lonely man, Cheyenne, will your heart stay free and light? Cheyenne, Cheyenne.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.